Rain, ice, and snow.
It is a very large storm system.
Trouble for a high-profile attorney.
I am confident that I will be fully exonerated.
Saudi prosecutor makes his case.
The first official acknowledgement that Jamal Khashoggi's body was dismembered.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Ice scraping in Cincinnati. To spinouts in St. Louis, a major storm system packing rain, ice, and snow is blasting the eastern half of the country. The rough wintry weather is blamed for at least five deaths, including two women who died in a Memphis bus wreck.
All of a sudden, the bus started swerving. Then it spun around like two times, hit the rail, and then flipped over. Scary.
WCBS TV forecaster Lonnie Quinn.
We're talking sleet and freezing rain anywhere from, I'll say, that border of West Virginia and Virginia. That could be 3/4 of an inch, maybe even an inch of sleet and some ice mixed in there as well. That's tough to drive on. The same thing for portions of the Poconos. As far as the snowfall totals, biggest numbers that we're going to see out there, you're looking at maybe a half a foot to a foot along the Adirondacks and maybe portions of northern New England as well.
Well, now to California. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest on the deadly wildfires.
It has become a nightly ritual. Each evening, the sheriff of Butte County announces the latest body count in the campfire.
An additional 8 human remains were recovered.
Last night's numbers bring the death toll in the campfire to 56, and it will get higher. 130 people are still unaccounted for. Then there are the people who no longer have homes. In the city of Paradise alone, more than 20,000 people. This man is one of them.
People are running out of money for hotels, and they can't stay there forever.
As for battling the two major fires, fire crews are making progress. The campfire is now 35% contained. The Woolsey fire in Southern California is 53% contained.
Three deaths have been blamed on that fire. Stormy Daniels' lawyer Michael Avenatti denies allegations of domestic violence. He was arrested yesterday in Los Angeles, and police say the victim had visible injuries.
I have never struck a woman. I never will strike a woman. I have been an advocate for women's rights my entire career.
He says the allegation is bogus and made up to harm his reputation. Avenatti has spoken about possibly running for president. The White House has reassigned Deputy National Security Advisor Mira Ricardel. The move comes after First Lady Melania Trump pushed for her firing. She was blamed for negative press coverage and an airplane dispute over seating arrangements. President Trump tweeted this morning, "The White House is running very smoothly." And he heaped new criticism on the Russia investigation, calling it a total mess. Well, Mr. Trump has had plenty to say on Twitter about the Florida recount, alleging fraud and corruption. There are new developments in the story this morning on this deadline day. Let's go live to Orlando and CBS's Peter King.
Steve, the deadline is less than 7 hours away, and while most counties are done, Palm Beach is not and may not make it. The machines have overheated, can count only one race at a time. Election Supervisor Susan Booker.
We didn't anticipate that we would have to run 100% of our ballots through these old machines. We anticipated we would have a pretty quiet midterm election as we used to. I guess that's not the new norm.
A judge's ruling overnight gives some 4,000 voters till Saturday to resolve outstanding signature issues. It could mean a difference in the contentious Senate race, which is likely headed to a hand recount. Republican Rick Scott's campaign has just said it will appeal. Steve?
Well, overseas, the chief prosecutor in Saudi Arabia has distanced Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman from any connection to the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, and he's seeking the death penalty for 5 of the 11 suspects indicted in the case. CBS's Holly Williams is in Riyadh with new details.
According to Saudi Arabia's top prosecutor, the country's former deputy head of intelligence, a figure thought to have been close to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, gave an order for Khashoggi to be brought back to Saudi Arabia by force if necessary. The reason was apparently his work for foreign media. But instead, it's claimed Khashoggi was given an anesthetic injection that killed him.
Officials say it could be a month or more before the new arrivals at the U.S. border can even apply for asylum. Hundreds from Central America got there ahead of a larger caravan. CBS's John Blackstone.
They've been looking through the barricade, and some have been climbing it, teasing the border patrol on the other side. Jesse Ramirez, 25, from Honduras, says she hopes to seek asylum.
President Trump has said, "You can't come in."
We are going to face the struggle, she says, to see if we can make it. She hopes Mr. Trump will have a change of heart.
In a border visit yesterday, Defense Secretary Mattis defended the deployment of active duty troops. A 52-year-old American woman died when she plunged from the top deck of a Princess Cruises ship off Aruba. One account says a man was seen choking her before she tumbled and landed on a lifeboat, police investigating it as a possible murder. New York Times investigation reveals top Facebook executives ignored warning signs of Russian election meddling in 2016, then sought to conceal them from public view. And an aggressive campaign was launched to counter Facebook critics. CBS News contributor Nicholas Thompson.
Has the company fundamentally changed? Do they take propaganda much more seriously? Are they working much harder to protect your privacy? There's a lot going on at the company right now. I think they're making steps. We don't know if they've done enough.
Reports say a New Jersey couple and the homeless veteran they started a GoFundMe page for will face criminal charges. The heartwarming story, now said to be phony, was that the vet gave them his last $20 when they ran out of gas. The effort raised more than $400,000. A new analysis by the AAA finds many electronic driver assist systems are good, but may not be enough to help prevent a crash. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert.
There are already systems on the road to keep you in your lane, pace you with traffic, and brake in emergencies, and it can seem like the car is driving itself. The AAA says it's done tests that show these systems are far from perfect, and you, the driver, have to pay attention.
The CDC reports salmonella linked to a variety of raw turkey products has sickened at least 164 people in 35 states and is blamed for one death. In the classic board game Monopoly, it's all about money and property. Not so much in a new version.
How did I make it big?
The goal of millennial Monopoly is not to buy up hotels, railroads, and fancy cars. It's to crisscross the board collecting experiences in your parents' basement, the thrift shop, and the farmer's market. Rich Uncle Pennybags is on the cover with a cup of coffee, earbuds, and a medal that reads Participation. The tagline, forget real estate, you can't afford it anyway. The message to the generation born between 1981 and 1996, adulting is hard. Millennial Monopoly is already sold out on Walmart's website. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Well, Walmart is gaining ground when it comes to web sales. Amazon's the dominant online retailer, but Walmart is now number three with a 40% growth in web sales this year, according to a new analysis by a research firm. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.